The line's open. If you've got any questions or comments about anything that we've discussed, body balance, you want to share, you want to put in your 2 cents worth, star 6 on your line. I can't open up the line entirely because there's just too much background chaos, and that'll nullify it for everybody else. But question or comment?
Hi, this is Cindy from Wyoming.
Good morning, Cindy. I was hoping Cindy from Wyoming was going to chime back in. And what part of Wyoming are you from, Cindy?
Wheatland. We're about 70 miles north of Cheyenne.
Okay. My grandfather is from Wyoming, or was from Wyoming, and that's where my family originated, at least on my dad's side, so.
Alrighty. My husband Jerry and I have been doing the vital balance basically since we became meeting consultants. And I am a vegetarian, not by choice, but by, I'm allergic to everything.
Okay.
So the vital balance shake, we do the blueberry, banana, strawberry thing with the Pine Mag water and twice a day. And it's awesome. You know, I feel more energetic. It just works. And I lost 3 pounds in 4 days, so that works for me too. Donated them, whatever. I'd love to donate a whole lot more.
Cindy, that answers my other question about why you're doing it twice a day. It's because you're looking to drop some weight.
Yep.
And are you doing it breakfast and dinner then as well, or breakfast and lunch, or lunch and dinner? How are you doing it?
Well, breakfast to get me jump started for the day, because I am not a breakfast eater. I never have been. If I eat breakfast, such as like pancakes or French toast or waffles, that's at night. That's my extent of breakfast. But we usually do it in the morning and lunchtime. But I found that if we eat, if we're home and available, we'll eat a good lunch and then we'll have it at night. So it's not heavy on our system at night before we head off to bed. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, great. Cindy, I am so thrilled, number one, that, you know, someone from Wyoming is on the call. But even more than that, I'm thrilled that you're utilizing the vital balance and it's working. And as an encouragement, stick with it. And let it be the segue to making the other choices. And you said you're vegetarian, but not by choice.
Right. I probably eat all that other stuff, but I can't. I get the hives.
Okay.
Like, for instance, chicken will swell my throat up.
Oh, no fun.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and that's not such a bad thing as one who is not a full-blown vegetarian, but one who eats more veggie-based than anything else. I mean, the stir-fried dish that my wife cooked last night was just, I mean, loaded with veggies and absolutely terrific. It's not a bad thing, but I will say that if you're not utilizing animal protein, then you'll need to seek out other areas. Roger Drummer is a great example as one who made that choice years ago. And, he will eat meat. But you're probably going to have to tie him down to get him to eat. He's not going to eat it by choice, really. And he doesn't, there's plenty of other ways to get the protein and the amino acids that our bodies need to function and thrive. So.
Well, I do. I can do fish and seafood, which is strange, but I don't have issues with that. But beef and pork and poultry are.
Monica. Oh, Cindy, what about beans? You can always eat beans and nuts.
Yeah, I do. I eat beans and nuts.
So there's a lot of choice. Red green beans and yellow beans. I cook up a big pot each time and use a big jar container and put in the refrigerator once it got cool. For the vital balance, I do it the same way. I use water to churn up pulverized romaine lettuce or additional cilantro beyond what is already in it. It tastes so good, even 2 days. I put them in bottles. Everything is in glass bottle for me. So you don't have to wash the tools that you use every time.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, that would be awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lots
well, the situation with me, my husband is a diabetes. He thinks he's always hungry. So I say, okay, I already made some romaine lettuce and Nick has a vital balance in the refrigerator. So I always have it ready for him. And for myself, I need to gain weight but without worrying about getting too much weight. So I also have the plenty for myself. So that's why I'm happy. Me can make me happy.
You know, and ladies, just as a reminder, there are so many. Our culture, because of over-advertising and because of what drives our society and has for years, we've really gotten brainwashed into thinking that we have to be these huge meat consumers. And I'm not opposed to it. We had fish the other night, tilapia, that was truly wonderful. And cooked with just a little bit of olive oil, lemon juice, and salt and pepper. And that's real salt, by the way. None of that fake white chlorinated stuff. And it's so simple. It is so simple. To eat healthy does not have to cost more.
Exactly.
That's another thing that our culture is brainwashed because an average family of, a family of five like ours, if we go into McDonald's, which won't be happening, and it hasn't happened for 9+ years for our family, being McDonald's free, but if we go into a fast food restaurant, we're going to drop $20-$25. And for that same amount of money, if we went to a vegetarian like a Thai restaurant or, you name it, we can spend less and get a much, much better meal and get nutrients in our body. So please don't tell me that it costs more to eat healthy because it doesn't. And you can buy so much stuff, real food, that's not processed. It takes a little more time. It takes a little more time. But with the vital balance, there's no more excuses. And if you want to, as a wellness consultant, if you say it's a little bit pricey at $3 a meal on AutoShip, well, then figure out how to use the system and get some customers underneath of you. And set your promotional code on your website to get a 20% discount, and then order it underneath of a customer. That's all you got to do. So you'll spend $9 more per canister, but for every 3, you'll get 1 free. So
exactly.
If you order 3 canisters underneath of a customer at $89, which is as much as you can discount it down, or I should have shared this as an announcement. I learned this week as well. The only way that a customer can get on AutoShip is by phoning in an AutoShip order. So if they get on AutoShip, they can't use a promotional code through your website, but they can get a 10% discount. I can't remember what the AutoShip discount is for customers. But they can do that. They just have to phone it in, or you can phone it in for them. That's the only way right now. They're working on it. So rest assured, they're working on that to make that happen. But if you want to order 3 canisters underneath one of your customers' ID numbers, you can. And then you'll get 1 free on April 17th. So you'll pay $9 more per canister versus you putting it on an auto ship, which is $80.10. So that's a total of $27 more that you're going to spend to get that free one. You can do that. You can manipulate the system like that if you want to. However, what I would encourage you to do is actually get some customers.
Okay?
Let them pay retail. And if they don't want to pay that or they're squawking about that, well, you can feel sorry for them and you can give them a discount. We've got a couple of customers that I told them that, hey, because of your limited income, if you don't think it's worth $4 a meal, how about I give it to you at my cost and you can get it for $89? And they were thrilled.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to use that to my advantage, and come the end of this month, end of March, I'm going to say, hey, you should have gone through that canister if you're using it like you said you were going to. So you ready to put in another order? And then eventually get some of these people on auto ship so that they're utilizing it, because, and I'm not trying to be crass or crude or just direct, but all of us have a lot of fat friends. Okay? There's a lot of them to love. Okay? And as one who used to be, you know, a member of my own fat friend circle, you know, carrying an extra 40 pounds, we have to help them whether we've gotten there or not. We owe it to our friends to say, hey, why don't you check this out? What have you got to lose? Oh, you've got a lot to lose. And I'm not trying to be crass. I'm just being honest.
See, Nobody
will be honest. And those who are actually doing something and making a difference. It's not about feelings. Your feelings are not attached to the excessive weight that we're carrying. This is not attacking somebody how they feel. Okay, their emotional makeup. This is about the extra weight they're carrying that's killing them. And if we actually do care, we'll speak up. And so, anyway, that's my little soapbox.
Look at it this way. If people are out there and they're using the Vital Balance, and like you say, $4 a day, you know, where are you going to go? You know, Arby's, Burger King, Subway, whatever. Are they going to pay you in return for ordering off of their menu? No, we are. Vegan.
Yep.
You know, it's a return on your investment, not only health-wise, but monetarily.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Cindy, I think you're on to something there. Even
well,
even
I am.
Wyoming.
I love this. Huh?
Even in Wyoming.
I do.
Are there any other questions or comments? Because Cindy and Vance could have a delightful time the rest of the morning just chatting away. Any other issues or something that's come up this week that we may want to address or discuss?
Vance?
Yes. Good morning, Justine.
Good morning, Vance, and God bless all. Molly talked about gaining weight. Is there anything you do different to use the product to gain weight other than just taking it with water to possibly losing weight?
Oh, it's real simple. Just throw a bunch of other stuff in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can go hog wild with fruits and veggies. You want to be careful with the fruits because you're gonna throw the carbohydrates way up, but and the sugars way up when it comes.
Well, for our health, whether gain weight or lose weight, the best plant is green. Kale is the best in as far as the nutrients in it, and the pH would be raised too. However, kale is too strong for me. I cannot take that. But romaine lettuce, I always use, and cilantro is wonderful.
So to reiterate, so you guys caught that, and kale, K-A-L-E.
Kale.
It's a leafy green, and it's the high. Literally one of the highest forms of your calcium. It's one of the highest forms of your leafy greens. It's got protein in it. It's just loaded, absolutely loaded with the nutrients that our bodies need. And it's not a commonly consumed thing because it doesn't really have a great flavor to it. Romaine lettuce is right behind that. Not iceberg leaf lettuce. Okay, this has nothing in it for you. That's such a waste of empty calories there, but romaine lettuce is really, really high as well. Spinach Now, I warn you, spinach is going to, that was in our taste test the other day with Addie, our three-year-old, that got the reaction of, she pushed the glass back to me and said, Daddy, yucky. So, made with spinach, it's a little bit strong, you know, but if you want a variety, that'd be the way to go. But
oh, Jake Green's Iron is a wonderful. That's how I survived for the last few months.
Mm-hmm. Jade Greenzyme's in it as well, but, kale.
About
always,
at that time, yeah.
Yeah, if you wanna, really boost up the calories, bananas are another thing, but again, I will caution you when it comes to fruit in it, you're gonna really throw up the sugar levels.
Yeah, the calories.
So just be cautious of that. You don't want to throw it off too far, but, and you can use, there's a variety of different milks. Almond milk, coconut milk is a great source. Rice milk to make it a little bit thicker. Oh, the other one that we forgot, that we totally forgot. How did we forget this one? Chia seeds, like a chia pet.
Oh.
Okay? C-H-I-A, chia. You can get them in bulk at any nutrition store. You buy them in a package or scoop them out by the pound. It looks exactly like a poppy seed.
Mm.
And if you want a thicker variation to a shake, that is the way to go. In Pie Mag water, 2 scoops and 8 ounces, or 2 scoops of the Vital Balance, 8 ounces of Pie Mag water, and 2 teaspoons. Okay, mom learned the hard way, don't use a whole tablespoon. That's a little bit too much. But here's the key, gang. Let it break down. Let the chia seeds break down for a bit. And if you want to do as June Silva does, June and I were talking yesterday, you can make up a week's worth, put it into a glass container, sealed glass container, like 1-quart glass jars, and store it in the refrigerator. And now if you put chia seeds in it, it'll really, really thicken it up, literally like an ice cream milkshake.
Mm.
And the more you add, it's not going to hurt. Chia seeds are loaded with omegas, and they're kind of irrelevant as far as the taste. They don't, but they break down and they become thick.
Mm.
Very, very affordable, addition to making a shake.
To maintain the drink fresh, lemon is excellent to use. So lemon, buy a bag of lemons and be happy with it.
Yeah, that's another, thank you again, Molly, for that reminder. Lemon juice into the shake is a great way to maintain the integrity of it and the freshness of it.
Well, when I use a real lemon, the less processed, the better the juice is.
Right, no, throw it in the blender as well. We did a smoothie the other day, and I threw half of an orange in.
Yeah,
you know?
Orange and lemon.
Yeah, and it's not going to make it, it's just better. So, you guys, the gang, the biggest thing is to have fun and do variations with it, because, if you're doing it every day, just mixed with water, some people absolutely love that, but a lot of folks will get bored of that real quick. So get creative and just say, hey, try things, you know. But be careful, again, and I will caution you, be careful about getting too carried away with adding a bunch of extra fruit to it, because before long you're going to have a 800-calorie smoothie, you know, and... That's not the goal here.
You can also add some seasoning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And what kind of seasonings would you throw in it?
I put in a little bit of pepper and turmeric, because I heard that turmeric works better as an anti-inflammatory with a little pepper, and cinnamon.
Okay. Okay. I can see right now that we're going to need to do a follow-up to this call, and these are the things that I know that you guys discuss on a regular basis on the 7 a.m. daily call, all these different variations, and it's much more, we get a better targeted audience if we can share some of these things on a Saturday because not everybody can do a weekday call, and then once it gets recorded, and then other people will see it and go, oh, wow, look at that, a whole call filled with just different recipes and variations. And people that want to write these some of these things down, they will. Or,
we have a party.
Yeah, exactly. And you have a tasting party. You make up a bunch of different samples and say, hey, here's another variation of it. You should try it this way. And when we do that, people see, oh man, this is really simple. This is a really fun and easy way to build a business.
Well, I was thinking if your cabinet of seasonings, line them up on the counter and let the drinker to combine them and be happy with that way.
Mm-hmm.
I even put a little cocoa in yesterday.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Oh, I can hear Nancy from Cleveland.
Right.
Yeah.
Holly, you guys got to work on your voice recognition skills because then you can have as much fun as Vance does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're wonderful in that.
Thank you. I'll send you a complimentary check for that, Molly.
Oh, well, about that, I have the check to come the kids away for Christmas, and Christmas didn't get out for New Year. New Year didn't get out for probably next year or something.
Okay, I'm looking through a scrapbook collection of one of my daughters. I'm guessing it's my oldest. I don't know I'm supposed to be looking through this, though, because she's got little notes here. Maybe I should shut this up and get back to the call. But she left it in the entertainment room, which is where I'm at. And, isn't it fair game if your kid leaves a journal or a scrapbook out for the parental units to look through it? Or is that
fine?
Yeah. It's, she left it out. It's not my fault. Anyways, any other comments, questions, or are we about ready to tie a bow on our conversation this morning?
Vance, I have two very, very quick things. One, you mentioned earlier not being able to get into the Nikan website, mm-hmm. and I could not get into the regular log-on screen, but I got in through the My Nikan Mini. So you might try that.
I can do that.
Also,
okay.
Yeah, also on the mixing of the Vital Balance, I really like to use, I have the shaker cup. I have a whole bunch of shaker cups. I like to use almond milk, but it doesn't dissolve. I get lumpy in just the shaker cup. So what I do to that is I first will mix it in half a cup of Hi-Mag water because it mixes up real smooth in that, and then I'll use the other half with my almond milk, and then it's nice and smooth, and I get the creamier.
That's a great idea. And my voice recognition skill just failed me. Who is making
it? Sorry. It's Terry in Idaho.
Terry, okay. I knew I recognized that voice. I just couldn't put a... I was going through my geographical search of the nation going, where does this voice belong, okay? And I was going more south, but and I should have went north. Sorry. Thank you, Terry. Thank you very, very much.
Hey, Vance, this is Ted.
Good morning, Ted, again.
How are you all doing?
We're doing fantastic.
I had a couple thoughts. I can't express them in a few words, unfortunately, but and I can do it in English, and I can't do it. I'm trying to learn how to do it in Spanish because it's in Mexico next week again. But a couple things that came to mind, concepts that had to do with sustainability and motivation. The sustainability piece is that I've seen many diet programs and all sorts of things. Weight Watchers, LA Diet, you name it, there's all sorts of them, come and gone. And they're all mostly dedicated to the motivation of losing weight. And so people stay on these dietary programs, just like we have in NECAN, for a while, and then they lose interest and they go off to something else, and something else takes priority. And they have all this boxes of products laying around the house, and they have weight loss machines that turn into coat racks and so forth and so on. And Weight Watchers are probably the only one that gets somebody to nag or motivate them to keep doing it. So you have a support group for everybody else. And that works the best of all. But all these programs, if you don't continue with them in some form, you're right back to where you started after a while. And so many of them are devoted to losing the weight. For what reason? What motivation? You want to lose weight so you can look better, or because a lot of people do that. All the things on TV are ads, weight loss programs, and so you can look better in 3 months. Or you can take a certain pill or something to lose weight. And I show pictures of before and after. Even plastic surgeons have ads on TV now to show what they can do. So it depends on their concern how you look. For the summer, for example, even weekend did that contest, mm-hmm. last week. So I was there. I've been through all this sort of stuff. But
well, I know, Ted, that a book a few years ago was published. It was a children's book. And the title of the book is My New Mommy. And because the year that that book was published, there were 11 million, just in the U.S., cosmetic surgeries. And the book was published by some moms who their kids dealt with some trauma issues when they came home and they looked completely different. Bigger lips, bigger boobs, bigger whatever, or smaller this, smaller that. And so this children's book was published because children didn't know how to react when their moms came home and they looked completely different. But it is what it is, and unfortunately our culture, we're so caught up with the external, and we can't be content. However, when the external, and you know this as a retired doctor, when the external gets to be the size that it's weighing heavy on the organs, and I'm not, no pun intended on the choice word of weighing, but when it's taxing those organs and they're not functioning because there's too much of the body for them to try and function with, then it becomes, we got an issue. And it's not saying that, you know, there's no such thing as being, you know, 300 pounds overweight and it's beautiful. That's not beautiful. That's disgusting. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking with it. And my goal would be to help somebody who thinks it's beautiful, help them get a better mindset.
You obviously are not a sumo wrestler. You wouldn't feel that way.
No, I'm not.
So you shouldn't be judgmental.
And I know I shouldn't. I'm just stating my opinion.
Well, maybe you are. I haven't seen you for a couple of weeks, so maybe you can.
No, I couldn't have done that. And as I already stated, when Jerry Adams had to mention his weight and his height, I had to do the same. And I'm still the same as when you saw me last, Ted. Don't worry.
And certainly true and older people, and I happen to be one of those folks. My values have changed and my needs have changed as I've aged and as my body has changed and my metabolic. So one size doesn't fit all. It depends on what you want, where you are in life, and where you think you're going.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. Well, thank you, Ted, as always. And I think, what are we at, coming up on 8:30, and I've been on this phone line now for 2 hours and 10 minutes, so I think it's probably for me time to get into my day and go make breakfast for my family and get some work done. So
yeah, I'm going over to your house. What are we having for breakfast?
I don't know. I really don't know what's on the... I'm trying to remember what I haven't. I'm one of those people, like, as Mom shared with me a couple months ago, that an average Japanese person, I don't know if I've got these statistics off, but I think she said that an average Japanese individual consumes from 100 different food sources a day, or a variety of 100 different ingredients or something like that. And so I have taken that, and even before I heard that fact, and maybe I'm too high on that number. Maybe it's not that high. But
it's per week, Vance.
Oh, it's per week.
100 different foods per week.
Well, we're definitely doing that then. Oh, piece of cake. Okay, I was getting kind of nervous because I thought there's no way we're ever going to hit that number. So divide 7 into 100 is what? 13, or 14? I don't have a calculator in front of me. So you're talking 14?
It's definitely not hard to do.
No, it's not hard to do at all. No, we definitely do that. Definitely. Yeah, but to answer Ted's question of what's for breakfast is that we like a full moderation. We don't like ruts in our family, or at least Daddy doesn't like ruts. And we attempt every day to do something different for breakfast. We had a shake one day this week with the Vital Balance in it. We had, I took an old family recipe, which is, what would you call that, Mom? Soft-boiled eggs cooked in, did we use rice milk, I think, or almond milk? I can't remember. Over the stove, and then ate them over shredded wheat.
Poached, yeah.
Yeah, poached, yeah, soft poached. That's what we describe as an inhaler breakfast, where it gets inhaled, and in about 30 to 45 seconds, because the girls like it so much, with fresh salt and pepper cracked on top of it. And then we had, slow cooked, actually on the wood stove, a, 10 grain kind of cream of wheat type cereal one morning, and only because Daddy's too cheap to turn on the stove, and when the wood stove's already gone, why not? And it's only another 40 or 30 feet away. Shake, the eggs, that, what did we add? Oh, we had, 12 grain waffles from Bob's Red Mill one morning, that I made with, organic peanut butter on it and just a touch of maple syrup. That's always a winner too.
So, one of our favorites is, Veggies Benedict on, homemade English muffins or store ones, whatever you want to take time for.
And that's just an Eggs Benedict without the eggs, and you use avocado, right, Mom?
Avocado, tomato, my knockoff bacon on top of the hollandaise sauce is the tip of the iceberg that sends it over the top. And Dad compared that to what some people would get excited about, steak and lobster. He says, I'll take it any day to steak and lobster. So
yeah.
Has his taste buds changed? Because we were a regular steak eating family. We had it on the hook. We still do. Anybody want it?
Yeah, if you want organic beef, you can buy it from Mom and Dad. We never even talked about the fudge recipe on the call this morning, but that's okay because it was in the email, so people got it. Okay.
Yeah, that's been a number one hit, but don't use it as a meal replacement for the KBB in water, please.
No. No. Okay, gang, I think we've maximized our time on the line today, so have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you again for everybody who's still on the line. Thank you again for those of you who chimed in and with such great questions and comments. Appreciate it. Great.
Thank you for spending so much time with
me. Hey, no, my pleasure. My pleasure. And have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.